And welcome to the Daily Calendar Podcast. Today is Monday, March 2nd, 2020. My name is Bob Mayer, and I am here with Carrie Mayer.
And as always, we are still ripping off the pages from the daily calendars that you probably have stopped already looking at, filled with tips, trivia, and conversation starters to carry on through your whole day.
So let's get going.
Yeah, let's do it.
What do you have for this date in history?
Well, we're starting a new month.
We are.
Yeah, March 2nd. Can't believe it. But March 2nd, 1965. So we're going to 1965. And Operation Rolling Thunder begins.
Ooh, that sounds
ominous.
Yeah.
Operation Rolling Thunder was a gradual and sustained aerial bombardment during the Vietnam War.
Oh.
So.
It's a good name.
It is a good name. I mean, not a good situation, but.
Yeah. Maybe we need to start giving our projects names.
We could.
Like Operation.
Podcast?
Operation. But no, it's got to be like creative.
Okay. So what's an example?
Operation. Like. Plant hydration.
Okay, what? That's a great one.
I just saw a plant and realized it needed water.
Oh,
so.
God. All right.
Yeah.
What do you have for
We'll have to keep thinking.
It's Monday. You're not firing at all.
Yeah, especially after the weekend.
Right.
A little too much drinking.
Okay.
So let's do a Jeopardy.
All right.
Women athletes for 200.
Okay.
Answer. In 2017, she won the Australian Open singles title while sort of playing doubles. She was pregnant at the time.
Who is Serena Williams?
That is correct.
All right.
Yeah. I wonder how far along was she?
I don't know how far along she was, but she obviously was not showing. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We could find it out.
Yeah. Well, that's impressive. Well, it's impressive to win no matter what, but.
Okay. So we have 365 of the smartest things ever said. Today's quote is coming from humorist Dave Barry.
Okay.
And he said, and I totally agree with this quote. I'm going to just put it out there before I even finish reading it.
Okay.
If you had to identify in one word the reason why the human race has not achieved and never will achieve its full potential, the word would be meetings.
Meetings.
Such a waste of time for the most part.
It can be, yeah. I mean, sometimes they're really useful, but yeah, I feel like a lot of people just get stuck in like...
Just chatting and hearing themselves talk and repeat. Meetings drive me nuts.
And then your day like revolves around the meeting because right. You got to be at the meeting at 2.
Right.
And then, you know, you're spending time preparing for the meeting as opposed to maybe actually doing work because you're like, okay, well, how am I going to present this or say this or what am I going to say? What's this meeting about? You're stressed out.
Right.
So.
It's true.
Yeah. No, I could agree with that. But meetings are where a lot of things happen too. So you kind of have to have them.
I just don't think that you have to have as many, and I think they should be short, because when they're also too long, people just kind of sit there and pontificate.
Yeah. Well, some people don't even need to be in the meeting.
Right. Too many people in a meeting.
Well, let's move on to ghosts. Fact or crap.
Okay.
30% of British people believe in ghosts, and 9% of them say they have communicated with one.
30%?
Fact or crap. 30% of British people believe in ghosts, and 9% of them say they have communicated with one.
I'm going to say crap. I feel like more people believe in ghosts.
Than 30%?
Hmm.
That's a lot. It is a fact.
Really? Okay.
Yep. I think 30% is... Sounds about right.
I don't know. I wouldn't even know how to gauge that.
It's tough to have a conversation with some people about ghosts. Because if they don't believe in it, they just think you're like a complete nut job if you do.
Right.
Like right off the bat.
Right.
Like there's no consideration.
So that means 70% of the people
don't.
And in probably Britain. Wouldn't want to have that conversation.
Probably not, no. I mean, in my experience, they're not very nice when it comes to other people believing about ghosts. But there are a lot of people that believe in ghosts that were once like that. And that's one of the reasons why I do. I believe in them.
Okay. All right.
I see one right now.
Okay.
Next.
So weird. So odds of being hit by a meteor.
Not good.
Okay. So what is it? It's one in something.
One in 100 million. I feel like people have been probably hit by meteors, whether it be a tiny little one or something, but one in 100 million.
So you're wrong. And you're wrong by so much, I may not even be able to read the number.
Okay.
So I'm going to try, but it is one in 182 trillion, 138 billion, 880 million.
Okay.
Did I say it right?
Let's
trillion,
see.
Billion, million, right?
Yep.
It's just very hard to say when there's that many numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, when's the last time you've ever said that? I had to go back to elementary school where they actually taught you how to read them. Like,
yeah. I wonder how they come up with those odds.
Well, how do they come up with any of the odds?
Well, some of them, they could be pretty straightforward. I mean, but I don't know. I mean, that's basically like no one has ever or will ever be hit by a meteor.
I mean,
I've seen movies. I know it's possible.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What do you have?
All right. I have the word of the day.
What is it?
It's an easy one, actually. Embellish.
Okay.
Embellish.
Embellish.
Yep. To make beautiful with ornamentation. To heighten the attractiveness of by adding decorative or fanciful details.
To embellish.
Yep. So, I think that's probably one that most people recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Most people probably don't use it in that way. They probably use it when they're talking about somebody else telling a story or something
like that.
Like they're embellishing things.
What's the second? Is there a second?
Yeah. To heighten the attractiveness of by adding decorative or fanciful details.
Oh, details. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that'd be an easy one to use in conversation, though.
I use embellish all the time.
Yeah. Well, you already use it.
I use it and I do it. I embellish stories, and I love to bedazzle things.
I tell things exactly the way they were and are. I do not embellish.
What's the opposite of embellish? Play down.
Debellish?
I don't know if that's a word, but whatever that is, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You do not embellish anything.
I try not to.
And you get mad at people when they do embellish things.
It is. I get a little bit irritated with it, yes, because I'm just like, that is not true.
A lot of times, though, embellishing adds color to conversation and stories, and it makes more of a, it just makes for more of a fun type of conversation.
Yeah,
so I know I embellish a lot because I get very animated and I'm telling stories. And I have to say, a lot of the times it works.
Yeah.
So, but I get that you can't embellish things to your advantage in a way or something like that, you know, or if it could hurt someone, that could be a problem, I guess. But
yeah.
So totally flipping gears, let's go to my least favorite calendar. What's your poo telling you?
Oh boy, I hope it's poo of the month.
It isn't. March 2nd.
Oh.
Got your back. Three-lined potato beetles have an unusual defense mechanism. They poop onto their own backs. This is effective because their diet of nightshade plants makes their poop rich in alkaloids that are toxic to predators.
Huh.
So I don't know if I've ever seen a potato beetle before. However, I don't want to, and I definitely won't touch it.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like an effective... I think that'd probably work for humans, too. I think other people would leave you alone if you... Pooped on your own back.
Yes, yeah. I think that people would definitely leave you alone. Yeah.
So, beetle or human, an effective way to keep people away from you.
Right. What's up next?
Next is something from La Paz, Bolivia.
Okay.
Cholita wrestling.
What is that?
Cholita was coined as a pejorative name for Amerindian women. But in La Paz's raucous wrestling scene, it's a term of endearment for indigenous female fighters who interrupt their high-energy matches to swig drinks or smooch fans. Dressed in Bolivia's traditional garb of layered skirts and bowler hats, these cholitas grapple with each other and with male luchadors.
Okay, let's see.
Maybe you could get into wrestling.
That is a crazy... Is she upside down?
I think so, yeah.
Wow, okay. Layered skirts and bowler hats. That is very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems like it'd be difficult to wrestle in that.
I would think. You'd definitely... I mean, I wouldn't want to wrestle in a skirt, although... I don't know. I don't think I'd want to. But let's have a little...
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's find out how to win friends and influence people. This is one of my favorite calendars, but now I just kind of notice when everybody isn't doing what this calendar says to do, because so many people don't do it. Don't do it. Including myself, I catch myself. And honestly, I catch you doing it too, because we're together all the time. But I catch like lots of people doing it.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. So the deepest principle in human nature is the craving to be appreciated. It's true.
Yeah.
Totally true. People like to be appreciated and validated.
Yep. Yeah, I think everybody does.
All right.
Even me.
You do.
But I'm never appreciated.
Oh, that's not true.
Okay, so I've got one more left here. It is a life hack, and I don't know if I believe it. But we could try it out.
All right, let's hear it.
It'd be that easy. To peel garlic cloves, place them in an empty pot, put the lid on, and shake vigorously. Done.
If that works, then I would be so psyched, because I hate peeling garlic cloves.
I just don't. It doesn't make sense to me. Like that,
I mean,
it would
we
work.
Could, we could. This could have been something we could have literally tried on air, because we could have gotten a pot and shook it up.
Yeah.
And see if it worked, but we have a pot and garlic just sitting over there, so...
But we didn't do it.
But we'll have to try it tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's easy enough to try.
Huh.
I don't know.
Oh, we'll try it.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to. Well, do you have anything else?
I don't. It's Monday. The week's getting started. You know, hopefully there's some tips and things like that. Not tips, actually, but... At least conversation starters you can use.
Yeah, I mean, the garlic clove thing you could try.
The garlic clove
thing. Anybody could try.
I think somebody should try that garlic clove thing today. If not me, then someone should do it.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
Yep, and don't embellish. Do not embellish.
Don't embellish. Well, I actually think embellishing is a good thing, though, so I would give the opposite advice. Embellish. Make your stories colorful. Be fun. Animated.
Don't embellish too much.
Right.
Okay.
Don't embellish anything where someone could get hurt or, you know, you're lying.
You're giving people bad information.
Right.
At that point. Well, okay. That is the podcast for today. Shorter one today, but some of them are going to be shorter. It's fine.
That's the way it works.
Yep. So remember, folks, just start somewhere, anywhere. The idea is to move.
That's a good one.
Yep.
You start the year off fine.